Our first scripture reading today is from John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Our second reading is from Romans chapter 8, verse 37. No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. These are God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Lord, we thank you for this sermon today. We ask that you would speak through me, God. Let my words bless, God. Let it you speak through and touch the hearts of those who need to hear this word today. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I thank God for today. I thank God for each one of you. I give honor to each one of you for just coming out and being a part of the service. It's so wonderful when I get to look out and to see your faces. And believe me, I know when you're not here. When I look out, I'm like, she's not here. She's not. And so know that I am so appreciative that you each come each week to worship God with me. And we can all worship him together. So today I want to talk from the topic liar. And that's a word we don't get to say very often, right? You know, you usually tell kids, you don't call them a liar. Don't call them a liar. But today, I'm going to give you permission to say liar just once. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, say it, neighbor. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, the devil is a liar. And that's what I want to talk about today. The devil is a liar. So I called it liar for this reason. Miss Cherish challenged me. She said she's got this song that she likes by Jelly Roll. He's a country singer, a country music singer, but she really likes this song and it's called Liar. And in it, when she sings along with it and he says, liar, that's how it goes. She says, the devil is a liar. And she said, Grandma, I want you to write a sermon about this song. I think you can write a sermon. I said, okay. That was a few months ago. I said, okay, let me see what I can do. Let me think about it and pray about it and see what I can do. And so as this week was going on, it started to come together for me. The Lord started to give me scriptures and things to go along with it. It kind of goes along with the sermon I did a couple of weeks back when I told you to not stay too long with those negative thoughts. Kind of goes along with that because that's what his job is. The devil's job is to discourage us. He speaks things, you know, he'll say things to you to make you feel like God doesn't love you, to make you feel like you're nothing. And so he's a liar. Right? He's the one we can call a liar, and we are honest and we are true. When we call him a liar, that's the truth. And so I want to encourage you today not to hear and not to listen, but I really want to show you how the word shows us that he's a liar, that he wants to destroy, he wants to steal and to kill. All of those are my scriptures. They're just coming out. I'm sorry. But it's because he is, and we have to use the word of God to combat those things, those lies that he tries to tell you about yourself. And so my first scripture is Jesus telling us that he's a liar. It's John 8:44. And it says, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native tongue, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So it's true. He's a liar. And he wants to tell you he speaks not the truth. He's a liar. He wants to discourage you. On this week, I had someone, it got back to me. So you know how hearsay is. I don't generally believe it anyway. But it got back to me. Something very negative about me. And at first I was like, well, that's silly. You know, but then if you think on it too long, the devil gets in and was like, well, maybe. And then I thought about it and I was like, no, the devil is a liar. What are you talking about this week? Go back to your sermon. He's a liar, you know, and he doesn't use just, he uses people sometimes. Amen. It's not them. And it's not them that you are fighting against, but he'll use people to discourage you to say just that one thing. You know, they'll say just that one thing, and then you're thinking about it all day, and you're questioning yourself, and oh my, you know, but no, he's a liar. And how do I know he uses people? Ephesians 6 and 12. It says, for we struggle not against flesh and blood. So we're really not even fighting people. We're not. That's just what he uses sometimes. And then sometimes they don't even realize it. You know, it's something, it's because he's telling us these lies. He's a liar. So they may not even mean it the way you take it, because he's trying to get the better of you, to discourage you from your walk with God, to discourage you from doing what God called you to do. So he uses people sometimes. Anyway, it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. That's not against people, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So that's the devil. Our battle is not with people. And my mom taught us that early. She was like, no, we're going to pray about this. And you'd be so, you know how moms are. They can set it down, right? You're like, Mom, she did this and we did that. And she's like, nope, we're not fighting against her. That's the enemy. He's trying to stop you from stepping out and singing that song that you want, that he has for you to sing, or saying that speech that he has, or speaking to that person. That's because she would just keep us out there ministering to people, even before we realized it. She'd be like, nope, it's not the people. She said, you're not fighting people. It's that enemy that wants to stop you from growing and being all that God has called you to be, to stop you from having the boldness to say God loves you to someone. You might feel it and see them, and like, I mean, I really feel like I should say that, but you feel too afraid to say it. That's the enemy trying to stop you from walking and doing what God called you to do, what he put you. Do you think you come here each week for no reason? Just because it's what I've always done? No, he has a purpose for you to be here. When I tell you, when I give you information, you're to take it out into your world and share it and say, but you know, he'll coward us down. You'll even to your own family sometimes. Have you ever been like that? He'll say, tell your sister this. And I'm like, oh, she might not want to hear it from me. But no. That's his job, is to discourage you, to make you think that you can't do what God has called you to do, but you can. And that's why Kathy blessed me so much, that no matter the situation, when she said, well, I'm thinking I'm going to do a Bible study, he couldn't stop her, no matter what, no matter the situation. The enemy couldn't stop her. She didn't hear what he said, you know, what he tried to tell her. No, she's still, I'm going to try this again. I've got something I need to share. And the same goes for each one of you. He will try to discourage you. He will try to stop you from being who you need to be, to being the person that God has called you to be. They need you. The community needs you. Your family needs you to speak life into them. Sometimes it's just that call. It was so funny. We were driving and we were talking about my mom yesterday, I think it was. And she would just call people. Someone had called me and they said, she would just call me out of the blue and say, God said to give you this scripture. She'd give them the scripture. Okay, bye. No conversation. Just, this is what God said here. Bye. That's it, they said. And it would bless me. It'd be just what I needed. But we have to have the courage not to hear the enemy who says, nobody wants to hear you. Nobody, you don't really hear God saying that to you. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say. You're nothing. Has he ever tried to tell you that? It's too late. Can you believe that? When my mom passed away, what was that, 54, I think, somewhere in there. He said, you're done. You did it all. No, God had a whole nother life for me. I had to step out and take a chance, knowing that no matter what the enemy said, you're too old now. It's too old. You've kind of done everything you're going to do. No, he hasn't. You're not. I can say that for sure. You are not. She worked up until when she couldn't pray anymore for people. Pretty much she was gone in a couple of days after that, because that was what he had called her to do, when she couldn't encourage people's hearts. You know, so it's never too late is what I'm saying. It's never too late. Don't listen to what the enemy is trying to tell you. He is the father of lies. That means everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. Everything he tries to tell you. There's a song just popped in my head. And she said, if your mouth is moving, you're lying. Amen. In the song. That's the enemy. If he's telling you something, it is not true. He's never going to tell you anything that blesses people or that edifies people. So if you hear something that's not going to be, if you in your spirit or you feel like something that's not going to help people, that's the enemy telling you that. And something that's discouraging you from being who God called you to be, from doing what he called you to do, that's the enemy. And you don't hear him. I don't hear you. Have you ever seen the kids? I don't hear you. I don't hear you. That's what if we have to do that, we have to do that. If it takes that to put your hands over your ears, I don't hear you. I'm not hearing what you're saying today because God has called me. He has called me to reach his people. He has called me to be loving and kind. That song. That's why I picked that song. They'll know we're Christians by our love. That's what he's called us to do. He's called us to be lovers of his people, to show his love to his people. So if the enemy is telling you, you can do that. If he's telling you, you can't do that, that's a lie. That is a lie. He's called us to do that. And you do it in so many ways. You bless people in so many ways. It's not just, you know, maybe you are shy and an introvert. It's not just in speaking to them, but it's in doing the kind things that you do for people. It's in all of that. Knowing that, but you can't hear, you cannot listen to the devil when he tries to discourage you. You just have to know who you are in God. We are his children. He loves us so much. He's so in love with us. So we can't listen to the enemy when he tells you nobody loves you. Nobody cares for you. Have you ever had him say that to you? Nobody loves you. Not even your kids. And you know that's not true. That's not true. That's the enemy trying to discourage you from going and being who God has called you to be and what he's called you to do. I'm just talking. I'm sorry. I have more scriptures and I don't want to take up all of your morning, but it's a topic I can talk about because it's a battle that I've had to fight. When he discouraged me, when I first started ministering, my mom would put me up and I would be so afraid, so terrified. And I would feel like I don't have anything to say. Who wants to hear me? And that was, God had called me, but that was the enemy telling me I had nothing to say. When I have a story to share. I have a life that I've lived and God has done wonderful things for me that I can share. But he sure had me discouraged and not wanting to and so afraid to get up and speak. That's the enemy. That's his plan for us. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. That's what he wanted, to destroy my confidence before I had the opportunity to be a pastor, to be out and minister to people, to share. When people say, you want to share your story? I'm like, anytime you ask me, but no, man, there was a time that it would be like, no. And honestly, it's still something I battle because I have a wonderful opportunity that just came to me for me. And my first thought was, nope, will not do it. Nope. Because I'd have to be in front of people. I'm in front of people every week. You know, that's the enemy. And so my first thought was to tell them yes. I said yes really fast because my head was saying, nope. So my word said, yes, I'll do it. Yes, because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, to stop us from being what God has, from speaking into people's lives. But the second part of this says, I have come that you might have life and have it to the fullest. So when you're able to resist the enemy, resist the devil, he has to flee. If you remember that scripture from a couple weeks ago, he says, resist the devil and he has to flee. And how do you resist him? With the word of God. You tell him, nope, I don't receive that. God says, I am the head and not the tail. God says, I am above and not beneath. He says, he walks with me. He says, he's with me. And so we have to just keep using the word of God to combat those thoughts that try to discourage us from stepping out and doing what he's called us to do. My last scripture is Romans 8, 37 through 39. And it says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. You're more than a conqueror. Nothing that he can throw at you, nothing that the devil can throw at you to try and discourage you can work. No weapon formed against you can prosper because you are more than a conqueror through him who loved us. For I am convinced, and here it is, that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate you from him. So no matter what the liar tells you, no matter what he tries to say to stop you, nothing separates you from the love of God. Nothing. He loves us. There's nothing we can do that can stop him from loving us. Amen. Why? Because he's such a lover of our soul. Amen. He's such a wonderful God. He's our Father. So there's nothing you can do. And I love when I saw that scripture, I'm like, oh, I'm adding this one this week. Because he said, we're more than conquerors. And then they just went through all of the things that cannot separate you from the love of God. No height, no depth, nothing that you can do can stop God from loving you. So when the enemy tries to tell you that no one loves you, well, maybe no one here, but God loves me. That's how you combat him. You have to, you know, have you ever met someone? My brother is really good at this. No matter what you say, he's got a good comeback. And I never do. I'm always like, man, I should have said this. But he's got the best comebacks. That's what you have to have. When the enemy tells you something, have a comeback. And that's a scripture that you stand on. Something that you know that gives you strength, that gives you confidence, that you can tell when the enemy tries to tell you you're all alone, when he tries to tell you this is it, nothing's going to happen, you can't do it. When any of those things that he comes to tell us, you know, nothing's going to work. When you try to step out and do something, it's not going to work. It's going to fail. Nope, you have to have something. Have a word, the word of God, to combat those thoughts and those saying and those things that he tries to tell us. You have a comeback for him. Like, nope, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who gives me strength. Christ gives me strength, and I'm more than a conqueror. So anything that you say I can't do, I can do. I can do this because God is with me. He's going with me. He's guiding me. He's directing me. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm done with scriptures. I'm done. I'm done. But I want to read something for you. I want you to close your eyes. Now, it's in your bulletin. Lori printed it out. It was that song that played at the very beginning of the service. But it was so good. When I came in and she was showing me, she printed it out. I said, oh, Lori, I'm going to read this. Thank you. She's so cool anyway, because she just gets me. I like, here's what I want. And then she comes up with all these wonderful things. She's just really cool. So whenever you see Lori, just say, thank you. you're helping her so much. But that's because God just has us that we work really well together, but she gets it. And so, she told me, she said, you know, I was trying to find something that kind of went with what you're talking about. She said, but then I thought, well, what about the opposite? What is the truth? And I said, I love it. I love it. And so she typed it out. So I'm going to read it. But what I want you to do is just close your eyes. And as I read it, begin to feel this. This is the truth. This is what he feels for you. So no matter what the enemy tries to tell you, this is what God feels for you. It says, how many times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, I swear these days it's all that I am hearing. I used to know who I was. Now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is, I am my Father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies. I belong to you. And that's the truth. Amen. That's the truth. You belong to him, and he loves you beyond anything you can imagine. He loves you. He holds you right in the palm of his hand. That's one of my favorite scriptures, because I know I'm protected when I know he's got me right in the palm of his hand. The truth is, you're loved. And the other truth is, the devil is a liar. I can hear my cherish singing it loud and proud. But that's the truth. He's a liar, so we don't want to hear what he has to say. We don't listen and give in to what he has to say. No, why? Because the truth is, we are loved by a mighty God. He loves us so much. We are the apple of his eye. So let's pray this morning. Lord, I thank you for this day. I give you praise, honor, and glory today, God, because you are a God that loves us. You love us so much, and we thank you for it. And so now today, God, I'm asking that you would help us, God. When the enemy tries to discourage us, put your word in our heart, God. Let it just come flowing forth so that we know we are more than a conqueror through you, God, so that we know that you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we thank you for it, God. We give you praise, honor, and glory today. Lord, we know and you know all of the needs that are in the room today, God. And you know all of the issues of life that are going on, God. We place them all in your hands today. We surrender, God, every issue that we're going through, whether it's grief, God, whether it's financial, whether it's health, God, we lay it right at your hands. Whether it's deliverance, we need deliverance from habits and things, issues, emotional issues. God, we place them all in your hands. We know, God, right in the palm of your hand, you have all of the answers. And so we thank you. We give you praise today. And we ask that you would be the healer, God. And we do list all of those people on our prayer list again. We pray and lift them up before you, that you would meet each one today, God, at their very point of need. And we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord. You are so worthy, such a worthy and wonderful God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.